Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 16th of December. It's US employment report Tuesday, and it frankly is going to be a bit of a weird day. We get a bolderized version of the October employment report and a dubious version of the November employment report. The October data is based only on the evidence of companies that chose to return data requests to a government that was shut down. There is no household survey in October because there was no one to conduct the household survey. The response rate for the non-farm payroll survey data is already pitifully low, and one really has to question what would motivate someone to respond to a survey most people ignore at a time when the government is closed for business. It does suggest that the October sample might be skewed. The November surveys were compressed into a shorter period of time, and so while there will be both household and establishment evidence, the quality has to be assumed to be lower even than is normal. The result is that the numbers coming out of the states today can probably be spun pretty much any way you wish, dismissing anything that doesn't fit with the biases of a preconceived narrative as simply being fake news. Meanwhile, the US Court of International Trade appears to have ruled that in the event of the IEEPA tariffs being declared unlawful by the US Supreme Court, the trade court can order refunds to be paid. There had been uncertainty over this. There is a point at which tax payments are declared to be final, known as liquidation, because legal jargon leaves economic jargon trailing in its wake. But even if that is the case, the trade court can order tariffs to be repaid. Unlawful tariffs would be repaid with interest. And if this were to happen, it would be an effective fiscal stimulus to the US economy next year, as the money would go to US companies that have imported under the tariff regime. In the event that the tariffs are unlawful, the refunds would not go to consumers who've paid higher prices as a result of tariffs, of course. Consumers have chosen to pay a higher price to the importer. The importer has had no choice but to pay a tariff to the US government. Of course, importers could respond by lowering prices, but the precedent of previous tariff reductions would argue that consumers should not hold their breath while waiting for that to happen. On the subject of US consumers, there is October retail sales data from the states today. The numbers are nominal, and so they will include price increases. By October, the consequences of the April US tariffs should be evident. Consumers do still seem willing to spend. Middle-income households are not, in things like credit card data, giving much evidence of scaling back on their consumer spending, and instead have used savings to meet higher prices. The UK November labour market data release is as laden with quality problems as the US data, to be honest, or indeed most other countries' labour market figures. The difference is that the UK's Office for National Statistics has a habit of being brutally honest about the shortcomings of its data releases. The number that is most likely to attract attention is the household earnings data, as moderating growth here is likely to allow the Bank of England to cut rates not just this week, which is expected by the markets, but perhaps again in 2026. It is notable that while the UK household has generally had rising real disposable income over the course of the last year, they've also increased their savings rate modestly over the course of the year. So the relationship between income growth and consumer spending in the UK is not one for one. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.